Hello, everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a call to worship and praise.
For me, and him.
Hebrews 13:15 says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess His name." Thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. Heavenly Father, we do come into Your presence today for the expressed purpose of offering to You a sacrifice of praise, praising the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, who through His shed blood paid the penalty for all of our sins, for the world's sins. And all we have to do to receive eternal life, forgiveness of sins, is to believe on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. And Lord, we worship You because of who You are and because of all the things You've done. For You are the only one true living God, and above You there is none. So let others choose whom they will serve. But as for me and my house, our choice is You, Lord. You are the King of kings and the Lord of lords. You are God of all I say and do. And with my heart, Lord, I will worship You. You alone are worthy to be worshipped and adored. Father, thank You for saving my soul. Thank You for accepting my confession of sins and forgiving me and cleansing me from all unrighteousness. Thank You, Father, for giving me an opportunity to lead in this time of worship. Thank You for accepting our worship and our praise. It is with grateful hearts, Lord, that we do come into Your presence today to worship You and to praise Your holy name and to thank You for Your goodness. And Father, I thank You for those difficult times of life where You're molding me to be more like Your Son. Sometimes it's difficult to accept those times, but I know it's important that I do, Father, because that indicates in my life a faith that You are in control and You will always lead me and You will always guide me and You will always know what's best for me. And so I thank You, Father, for the good things in life and for the things that strengthen us. You are my God, and I worship You today with my whole heart and with everything I have, Father, because only to You goes our song of praise, and only to You do our hands we raise. No one but Jesus could love us this way. So, Father, only to You and to the Lord Jesus Christ, the very Lamb, the very image of Your person, do we lift our sacrifice of praise today.
Jesus.
now and forevermore, dear Lord, I worship you, because only to you goes our praise. The Brooklyn Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra, of course, here on A Call to Worship and Praise. In a moment, I'll share with you the 92nd Psalm. Now Psalm 92, a psalm for the Sabbath day. It is good to praise the Lord and make music to your name, O Most High, to proclaim your love in the morning and your faithfulness at night to the music of the ten-string lyre and the melody of the harp. For you make me glad by your deeds, O Lord. I sing for joy at the works of your hands. How great are your works, O Lord! How profound your thoughts! The senseless man does not know. Fools do not understand that though the wicked spring up like grass, and all evildoers flourish, they will be forever destroyed. But you, O Lord, are exalted forever. For surely your enemies, O Lord, surely your enemies will perish. All evildoers will be scattered. You have exalted my horn like that of a wild ox. Fine oils have been poured upon me. My eyes have seen the defeat of my adversaries. My ears have heard the rout of my wicked foes. The righteous will flourish like a palm tree. They will grow like a cedar of Lebanon. Planted in the house of the Lord, they will flourish in the courts of our God. They will still bear fruit in old age. They will stay fresh and green, proclaiming, "The Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no wickedness in him."
You are the rock of my salvation. You are the strength of my life. You are my hope.
Been my head.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise. I'm your host, Dave Kersey. We just heard from Ross Parsley and the Hosanna Worship Singers, "Blessed be the Lord God Almighty." In the background right now, it's Larry Dalton, along with the piano and orchestra, "Blessed be the name of the Lord and no other name." Thank you for joining us today. A short break here as I just thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. Your tax-deductible gift is important, and I do thank you so much. And I also thank this station for carrying this program without charge, and I hope you'll contact them and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported ministry, send them a financial gift as well, won't you? But we can use your gifts here. We have expenses in the production, the distribution of the program, a lot of expenses with the upkeep of our website and all of that. So thank you for whatever you can do. My address here is Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And as I mentioned, you can find us on the Internet. We're there at www.calltoworship.us. I mention each week what we have on that website. It includes the complete scripture that I shared today, Psalm 92 in the New International Version. That's there. You could have printed it, read along, and followed it along, maybe like we used to do in church with a responsive reading. I'll give one verse, you'll give another. Actually, I have to give all of them on the air for those that aren't doing that. But that would be something you could do. I've also posted the program schedule for today, listing all the artists, the songs, the albums that have come from, and all of that. One of the special things on that website is you can actually listen to the program in its entirety right there on your computer. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And that mailing address again, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Coming up a little later in our program, we're going to be talking about the power of acceptance. Now, what I'm talking about, acceptance, that's accepting things as they come into our lives as coming from the Lord's hands. We used to say nothing will come into our lives today that hasn't passed through the hands of our Heavenly Father first. So when things go wrong, how do you respond? The key to knowing God's peace in such instances is acceptance. This is biblical acceptance in the purest sense. Acceptance enables us to deal with life as it really is, not as we dreamed or hoped it would be. It's a crash course in authentic faith, enabling us to put our confidence in God when our questions go unanswered, our problems unresolved, and our hopes delayed. A little later, we'll be talking about having that gift of acceptance in our lives. Right now, let's get back to this music in the background with Larry Dalton's piano and orchestra, and the song entitled, No Other Name.
Let my life praise you, praise you, praise you. Let my life, oh Lord, praise you.
Story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. I love to tell the story. 'Twill be my theme in glory to tell the old, old story of Jesus and his love. I love to tell the story.
Now from the book by Dr. Charles Stanley entitled A Touch of His Peace, Meditations on Experiencing the Peace of God, published by Zondervan Corporation. Today I want to talk a little bit about the power of acceptance. Let me ask you a question. When things go wrong, how do you respond? When your prayers are not answered as you envisioned, how do you act? When a problem appears permanent, what is your reaction? Do you blame others? Do you withdraw? Do you seek an unacceptable behavioral or emotional method of escape? Well, perhaps we have all tried some of these tactics and discovered their ultimate futility. You see, the key to knowing God's peace in your life and in such instances as these is simply acceptance. Now, by acceptance, I don't mean resignation or passivity. I'm not talking about developing a martyr complex or nursing self-pity. But what I do mean is taking everything as filtered through the benevolent will of God and trusting Him for the results, no matter what that may mean. Now, this is the biblical acceptance in the purest sense. Paul questioned God about his thorn in the flesh, even beseeched Him to remove it. But God answered, "My grace is sufficient." And Paul came to terms with his weakness. Jesus prayed passionately in the garden before the cross, but obediently submitted His will to the will of the Father. The prophet Habakkuk wondered why God would use the wicked warriors of Babylon as His rod of correction for the Hebrews. Habakkuk's conclusion was that even if the worst happened, he would still rejoice and trust in God. Job queried God repeatedly concerning his calamities, but ultimately was forced to acknowledge the sovereignty and power of God and his own inability to understand all of God's ways. You see, acceptance enables us to deal with life as it really is, not as we dreamed or hope it would be. It is a crash course in authentic faith, enabling us to put our confidence in God when our questions go unanswered, our problems unresolved, or our hopes delayed. It then enables us to go on, and we can wake up each day with the knowledge that we have put ourselves and our situation squarely in the loving hands of our tender Heavenly Father. Nothing may change externally, but we change drastically in our spirit and soul. We can cease depleting our spiritual energy on those things we cannot change by leaving them with God, and then work positively toward those things we can change with God's gracious help. I'm sure at one time you've all heard the Serenity Prayer, written by Reinhold Niebuhr. It says, "God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference." That prayer actually goes on and says this, "Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as He did, this sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Amen." Reminds me of Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths." You see, in acceptance of God's will in our life and understanding that nothing will come into my life today that has not passed through my loving Father's hands first is acceptance. And in acceptance, there is peace. Heavenly Father, when I fight against my problems, I have difficulty resting in Your peace. I realize now that I can accept my conditions, trusting that You are faithfully at work in my life. I will press on to know You, not striving, but simply seeking to be fully submitted to You. And Father, I will follow the wisdom that Solomon put down in his Proverbs to trust You with all my heart, and not to lean on my own limited understanding, but in all of my ways acknowledge You, because I know then You will direct my paths.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not to thine own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Thank you so much for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise, and I pray that you will learn to accept God as the guide of your life, and that He knows best in all your ways. Thank you also for your letters and for your financial help of this radio ministry. My address is Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And you can find us on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. Thank you for joining me today, and come back again next time, won't you, for a time of worship and praise here on A Call to Worship. Now let's wind up our time together with the Don Meyer Singers, a great song to end our program with, God Be With You Till We Meet Again.